It's time for Football Friday with Paul Feinbaum, presented by Bryant Bank. Your hometown bank with big bank benefits, located in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Now, here's Dan Brennan and Dalton Erwig.
Paul Feinbaum, where have I heard that name? Anyway, good morning, Paul Feinbaum. How are you?
Oh, gosh. It's been such an uneventful couple of days since I spoke to you last.
We wondered about that. So anyway, we're going to try to keep it at football right now, just so you can relax and talk about kind of more of a pastime, okay?
Well, let's talk about something I actually know something about, college football.
Yeah, we know how much you want to turn to political talk right now, but we've got a lot of important football games to talk about. And kind of as we do every week, Paul, we enjoy your insight so much, but we had some great games this past weekend.
Didn't we, though?
And even some games we didn't think would be great ended up going down to the wire and then some. But I know, Dan, you were every single play locked into that Bama-Georgia matchup.
Paul, I'll tell you what, I can't even be mad. I mean, that was such a great performance by Alabama. Of course, I went to the University of Georgia, but just a great game. And for Ty Simpson to go into that place, and that was the madhouse, and play so well, and the execution by the Alabama team, I mean, you got to give it up. I thought Georgia played pretty well overall, but Bama was – they were the better team.
They were the better team. And I think that's from the very beginning of the game. I kept saying to someone watching it with me, Georgia doesn't look like they belong in the same field. Now, I know it tightened up. That's always going to happen with a Kirby Smart coach team with adjustments, but that was not a fluke. I mean, last year was a little bit fluky, but Ty Simpson was just unreal, Heisman-esque. And what we all joked about 3 weeks ago and 2 weeks ago, maybe ULM and Wisconsin were the preview. Those were not outliers. Mm. That was an Alabama team that did not look like it did against Florida State. Alabama would crush Florida State right now.
How about this, Dalton, this stat, and you may be aware of this, Paul. Kalen DeBoer against Kirby – Sark, and who's the other big one?
Kiffin, or who is it?
No, there's one more. Anyway, he's 7-0 against them.
Wow.
Kalen DeBoer against Kirby and Sark and maybe one other. So when he wants to get the big win, Paul, he's more than capable.
He really is. You can't sugarcoat his issues. I mean, they're pretty self-explanatory, but all you can really do is look at what he's accomplished. I'm probably more impressed with him bringing this team back after Florida State than anything on the contrary to what he hasn't accomplished. And it takes a great deal to have that bad of an opener and have everyone, from me on down or me on up, taking shots and then just simply saying, you know what, we're going to figure this out. And they did.
It's Lanning. Lanning.
Oh, okay.
And when he was out at Oregon and Washington, Lanning and
Lanning,
and
Sark, and Kirby.
Yep.
Right.
7-0.
Wow. That's impressive. Paul, turning to another game, I believe it was the wise Vols fan, Morgan Wallen, who once said, the boys still lose unless they're playing at home. And Tennessee on the road, I mean, he wasn't joking in that song. They do lose when they play on the road, or at least traditionally that's how it's been in big games. And Mississippi State, of course, they've had massive troubles these last couple of years. Heupel, after the game, said good road win against a good road team, or a good team. Tennessee needed that, but that came down to the wire against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that was really a tough and very close call. And it looked like Mississippi State was going to win that game. For all the things Tennessee did wrong at the end of the Georgia game, they were able to do right. And just think about where that program would be today if they had lost that game. They're still alive. I think they're still a really good team. I know it's easy to praise Mississippi State, but because that program has come so far back. But let's not forget Tennessee. I mean, that was a remarkable win on the road.
Mm-hmm. And as far as Joey Aguilar, and he's not really being mentioned much among the Heisman contenders, even though he has the most passing yards in the SEC. My main worry with him going into the season was the turnovers from that last season at App State. But this weekend, the turnovers looked like they should have been caught, and they ended up going the other way. Aguilar, he can carry this team pretty far, but it seems like his floor could be pretty low too.
Yeah, I think that he's going to have to beat somebody significant to get back in the Heisman race, but that's in front of him. He's got Alabama in about 3 weeks, in case anybody hasn't noticed.
Hey, I've got a Heisman name for you, and he was second string when the season began. His name is Trinidad Chambliss. Ole Miss putting your buddy Brian Kelly in another bad mood on a Monday.
Brian Kelly told me Monday that he said, "I'm really angry." I said, "Well, what do you?" He said, "I'm angry at myself." I'm like, "Well, this is going to be." I feel like I was a psychiatrist doing self analysis. I don't really want to hear a coach angry after the game. I want to hear a coach angry before the game. Have you? Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. They're struggling, and I don't know why. I'm not quite sure. They've got the defense straightened out. Now the offense is in the tank, and do you make of LSU? Good, Dalton. What do you think?
Well, I was going to say, Paul, you know, after the game, Kelly mentioned Nussmeier. He said Nussmeier has to play better, but they're not able to run the ball either. They had 57 yards in that game rushing.
Yeah.
No. By the way, none of us should be surprised by the way LSU played. They ended up beating Clemson and Florida, which neither has – I think they combined have six losses between them.
True.
So,
you're right.
Let's go back to when Brian Kelly was asked a couple of weeks ago about his lack of running game, and he blew up at the reporter. Looked like that reporter was pretty smart.
As it turns out now, yeah.
And to just this last game, to recap last week, Hugh Freeze's offense looking like it did last year. And 176 yards of offense, 0 for 12 on third down. Jackson Arnold's been sacked 14 times in the last two games. And A&M didn't look amazing, but they beat Auburn 16-10, and Hugh Freeze having to answer for that offense again.
Yeah, that's in many ways the biggest story in the state right now is what's happening at Auburn and can it be fixed? And I don't think it can. You are what your quarterback says you are, and Auburn's got the worst quarterback in the SEC right now.
Mm. Well, that might be 2 years in a row or close to it, and it's a different guy. So this is one they handpicked. That's even a higher indictment, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, I think it's actually 3 years in a row, but who's counting? This was Hugh Freeze's guy. He went out and spent the money in the portal and disregarded what happened at Oklahoma, and it's a problem. And you know, it's also a bigger problem, guys, when your offensive line cannot block. Yeah. I mean, it's been a disaster.
Yeah,
sure has. Looking forward to tomorrow, and not as many big games on the schedule, but you can't say that in Tuscaloosa because they have a revenge game in mind. And normally this would be a flat spot for the Tide after Georgia. And
they can't afford to be flat.
They can't. Number 16 Vanderbilt coming to town. Diego Pavia. I saw Johnny Money Manziel saying he's going to be wearing a Pavia jersey on the Vandy sideline. There's a guy who gave the Tide some issues back in the day. What do you make of this game coming up?
I'm going to try not to sound exactly like I did a year ago when I told you this is not going to be close and Alabama is going to roll. But I have learned from my mistakes. I will not make that campaign promise. But but ultimately, I really don't. I don't see it being that close. I know what everybody's saying, but to me, this is a different Alabama team. They're not letting up. They learned, it's the easiest game to repair that Kalen DeBoer has had. He said, "Listen, we screwed up last year. We're not doing that again." And I think it helped the game day and all the attention on the game is not going to allow that to happen.
You know, Kentucky's at Georgia this year, and I've been trying to school Dalton on the history of these teams. Kentucky often plays Georgia very, very tough. I've got no problem with the Georgia Bulldogs. They're young. They've got some holes, but they've got. I think they play hard. I think they're a pretty good team. I mean, I'm okay with Georgia not dominating football and just representing themselves well. And I think they generally do.
I think they are potentially a really good team. And I was with Kirby Smart Friday on our show, and he said I'm really excited about this defense. Now, what do you mean by that as a coach? You've got young guys, they're developing, they're getting better. And if you look at the second half of that game, if Kirby Smart hadn't screwed up, Georgia very likely would have won the game.
Yeah,
tied the game.
They came close.
So, I mean, the defense was excellent in the second half. I think you take something from that. Alabama was a better team, but Georgia's biggest game of the year won't be against Kentucky. I think it very well could be at Auburn next week, because that's going to be a must game, a must win for both teams. And it will be far more difficult for Georgia to go on the road, especially to Jordan-Hare, as inept as Auburn has been, than it will be Saturday morning against Kentucky.
Agree.
Yeah, and we'll see if that week off for Auburn helps them against Georgia, or if it just gave Hugh Freeze another week to screw them up further, I guess.
make golf plans.
I swear, I thought I saw him late Sunday in the Ryder Cup. Maybe I was missing something. I don't know.
You know, we might have performed better. No, maybe not. U.S. Ryder Cup team did have that strong comeback. At the beginning of the year, Texas-Florida, that had the potential to be a top five matchup. Obviously, Florida hasn't performed to the ceiling they could have. A lot of people asking if Arch is ready for some road SEC play. Remember, he had that Ohio State game at the beginning of the year. But what do you make of number 9 Texas hitting the road to Gainesville? And how important is this win for Billy, or this game for Billy Napier?
Well, I think everything right now is a referendum on Billy Napier. This would, by my account, be, I think, the 4th straight loss. So when that starts to happen, your AD starts to look up and see how Arkansas handled Sam Pittman, because Billy Napier's firing couldn't be very far away.
Do you think Arch starts to figure it out, or are you giving him a longer leash than a lot of the fans who expected him to come out and play like Eli or Peyton?
I'm going to stay with Arch. I'm no longer saying he's the greatest quarterback in the history of the game, but Saturday will be a great chance for him with 4 or 5 games under his belt to look good, and I expect him to do so.
Well, it's Friday, Paul, but this is not the first time that you've been mentioned on the station this week. Thank you for colliding with other sources and other parts of our programming, including the news. Best of luck this weekend. I guess you're in Tuscaloosa, huh?
No, actually, we have to go to Gainesville. They decided to get me out of the state of Alabama for a couple of days.
Probably a great political move for your own safety, Paul.
Paul, we appreciate your time once again, and looking forward to talking next week.
Always, guys. Thank you very much.
Paul Finebaum. Yeah. Football Fridays with Finebaum, presented by Bryant Bank. And, he's been the center of the discussion in so many ways this week.
He has been, and he's wearing it well, wouldn't you say? Wearing it with humor, even though it's a very big decision for him. And it seems like it's real. I don't know. Yeah. It seems like he was handpicked, or at least to consider by some of the most important people politically in the U.S. and in the state of Alabama, and that's a heavy thing to wear.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, he seems to be wearing it just fine.
I know,
like you said.
He does.
Maybe we'll talk about that more.
Maybe he can have us on it as pages if we have ratings woes at FM Talk.
How are you at getting coffee for people? I don't know.
Pay me, right? I'm really good.
Paul Finebaum, Football Fridays presented by Bryant Bank. Once again, thank you so much to the team at Bryant Bank for helping to make this happen. And, looking forward to some football tomorrow. How are you feeling, Bama fans? Let us know on the text line, 251-343-0106. I don't ask this often. Give us a score. Yeah. Are they going to run it up against Vanderbilt, or are they in for a tough fight? More Mobile Mornings on the way with Dan and Dalton.